Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton has been campaigning for president in New Hampshire, home to the nation's first presidential primary. Among the challenges facing the North Shore Democrat is a crowded field of candidates and the fact that he's not well known. As we hear from WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, Moulton is well aware of the challenges.
In one of his first speeches as a presidential candidate, Moulton addressed the Politics and Eggs Breakfast this morning in Bedford, New Hampshire, attended by the state's business and political leaders. He began with a story about touring a company recently in his own district. He said he met with the employees and invited them to ask him questions. Nobody did.
I said, you know, part of my job is to take tough questions, so you can even ask really difficult questions. And there was still silence. And then finally, someone in the way back of the room raised her hand, and she said, "Who are you?"
Self-deprecation can be funny, but the story illustrates the serious challenge facing Moulton. How does a two-term congressman with a thin legislative record stand out in a field of 19 candidates, one that will grow to 20 tomorrow when former Vice President Joe Biden jumps in? Moulton says he'll do it by focusing on a set of issues that the other candidates aren't talking much about.
I'm going to talk about how we lead with moral authority around the globe. I am going to confront President Trump on these issues of safety and security, of leadership around the globe where I think he's weakest.
Moulton is a U.S. Marine veteran who served four tours in Iraq, fighting a war that he says was sold to him and the rest of America on the basis of a lie.
I was so proud to serve the country, and then we realized that our leaders in Washington hadn't sent us there for the right reasons. I felt that feeling of betrayal as I travel around the country, but especially to the districts that voted for our president.
He wants to put a commitment to public service, moral values, and foreign policy at the center of his long-shot bid to win the nomination and challenge President Trump. Peter Ubertasio, a political scientist and dean at Stonehill College, doubts it's a viable strategy to win the nomination.
Absent a major crisis that galvanizes everyone's attention, I don't think so.
Ubertasio says Democratic primary voters care more about issues like health care, taxes, and paying for college than foreign policy.
I don't think foreign policy is going to register high for Democratic primary voters. And if Joe Biden gets into the race, Moulton will have a hard time claiming that he's the only person who brings foreign policy expertise to the field.
Moulton has called for a new generation of leadership, but his failed effort to block Nancy Pelosi from becoming Speaker of the House did not land well with many in his own party. In New Hampshire today, he was asked pointedly, if you couldn't get Democrats to go along with you on that, how are you going to get them to vote for you in the primary?
Well, I think that we need a nominee who's willing to stand up to the Washington establishment. You know, as I've traveled around this country, I haven't met a single Democrat who said, you know, Seth, I just wish you were in line with the establishment a little bit more. People are frustrated with Washington.
People like Hope Zabar, one of Moulton's constituents from Swampscott, Mass., who drove up to New Hampshire to hear him today. Zabar says she's moved by Moulton's commitment to patriotism and service and to changing the tone in Washington.
And I think he appeals to people who just feel that we are so distraught about what our country is going through and the divisiveness. I want to be proud of my country, and I think I heard the change that we need in this country right now.
Politically, Moulton is something of a hybrid. On issues like health care, he's a moderate. He supports a single-payer option, but opposes Medicaid for all, which many in the Democratic field favor. But on the question of whether President Trump should be impeached, he's with the progressive wing of his party. Here's what he told reporters today in New Hampshire.
We should just know why the greatest enemy of the United States for the last 60 years wanted Donald Trump elected president.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation concluded that the Trump campaign did not conspire with the Russians, but it did not absolve the president of obstruction. Moulton says President Trump did obstruct justice and is guilty of dereliction of duty, and that Democrats should have begun impeachment proceedings months ago. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.